the Tennessee Vols this past weekend at Auburn and looking ahead to Saturday's matchup against Vanderbilt. Ryan Callahan joins us from Knoxville. He's with GoVols247.com. Ryan, thank you as always and welcome back.
Hey, Johnny. Thanks for having me.
You know, we just got through a visit with Robbie Weinstein, and we were talking about the matchup. And before the weekend, I predicted that combined Tennessee-Vanderbilt would finish the year 1-7, with the only win coming in this matchup this weekend when Tennessee comes to town to take on Vanderbilt. The thing that sticks out for me is the lack of showing up in the second half for the Tennessee Vols. You know, during this five-game losing streak, getting outscored 109-14, I mean, that's pretty embarrassing for a team in the SEC, especially a team that was trying to go from good to great.
It's pretty wild, honestly. It's hard to imagine winning games if you're not scoring more than, you know, a touchdown every other game or so on offense in the second half. That's just a tough way to live. And they're getting creative with it now. You know, as you said, Saturday night, they were in the game still, you know, halfway through the third quarter or so and driving, having a chance to at least tie the game with a field goal, if nothing else, on that drive before Jerry Garantano throws the pick six. In the end zone there, a really ill-advised throw for a fifth-year senior to be making, for any quarterback to be making, frankly, and changes the game completely. So they've clearly you know, did some things better Saturday night, and if that game had not come on the heels of four straight losses, you might look at that game and take some positives away because Tennessee did, I think, show noticeable progress, especially on offense in that game. But given where it is in the season, it wasn't nearly enough, and obviously Tennessee continued to make some critical mistakes in big spots, and it's kind of more of the same at this point because of what kind of rut they're in right now.
And this is the other part, too. I mean, first of all, what's your relationship with Jeremy Pruitt? I mean, week in and week out in the 3 years that you've covered him.
You know, it's good. You know, I think he's been fine to work with. You know, he's a professional and understands the, you know, the criticism and things like that. That's one thing you wonder about with a first time head coach. You know, having a guy who's not been through it before in that role, that they don't always understand. You know, the day to day interactions and the level of criticism that you sometimes get. But I think he's shown he's not too worried about that kind of stuff in most cases. And he's been pretty honest, I think, in most of his dealings with media. You know, that's one thing we, you know, I think got frustrated by sometimes during the Butch Jones era was some not always honest and upfront answers. And coaches obviously sometimes want to hide some things or not completely reveal everything to media. And that's fine. But I think Jeremy Pruitt's done a good job of doing that and not being dishonest about some things when he's wanted to keep things under wraps. He's just been upfront about his intentions there. So he's been fine to work with. And I think up to this year, everyone would have said, you know, they were pretty much happy with Jeremy Pruitt, but obviously on-field results change things. And this season has, you know, kind of completely changed the perception of where the program is headed after last year's, you know, second half resurgence. To have seven games in, be 2-5 is not where anybody thought this program would be and needed to be right now.
Well, and the part two is, once again, and I'm not the one saying this, the whole program had expectations of taking that extra step this year based on the way they wrapped up last year, and that's what this team was wanting to do. They were expecting out of themselves, and that's the part, starting with that second half against Georgia to where we are today. And then it brings up, because, you know, here's the thing. If you're talking about a head coach, yeah, maybe you don't get necessarily the full results you want as far as in your third year. But if you're showing improvement, like, for example, at least Vanderbilt, I mean, I know they're winless, but the fact that they're in the very end there fighting against Mississippi State, fighting last week against Kentucky, fighting against the sixth team in the country of the Florida Gators. I mean, they were getting positive commentary throughout the afternoon. The Commodores were nationally based on what they were doing and holding the Florida Gators down like they had been. And so I bring it up when you think about, here's Jeremy Pruitt, you know, in his third year now, you know, he began, you know, with that six-game winning streak, you know, where he was 13-12 going into season. I mean, his overall record has gone south, and that's not what you want as far as momentum going into year four.
It's not, and I know a lot of Tennessee fans are already kind of frankly, getting an itchy trigger finger on this situation, knowing where this team was expected to be, and knowing it's five straight losses, and it's the longest losing streak already for Tennessee since 1988. First time in program history they've lost five consecutive games by double digits. You know, you're not making good history here with some of the things they've accomplished recently in a negative way. And knowing those things, some Tennessee fans are already, you know, thinking, can Tennessee move on? I don't think that's what anyone wants to even consider doing this year. The financial situation is nightmarish to think about. The buyouts you would pay in a year where you're already, you know, $40 million in the hole because of not being able to sell many tickets this year and everything else that's been affected by the pandemic. So it's the last thing anyone wants to think about. But when you look at what's still ahead, you know, Tennessee, if they don't beat Vanderbilt Saturday, they could lose out. They could lose their last eight games this season. And the fact that that possibility is even on the table is shocking to people. And frankly, it's the type of thing Tennessee's never had to just deal with and take it. You know, the only other time they've lost eight games in the season was Butch Jones's final season in 2017. So you're getting into some pretty bad territory here. And I think that's, to your point, what Vanderbilt's doing now. They've got a young quarterback playing pretty well. I think that's what's frustrated Tennessee fans lately, is they feel they've got a young quarterback in Harrison Bailey that they want to see. And I think fans would maybe show a little bit more patience if they felt there was youth on the way that was learning and getting better, and you saw upside going into next year. Because they continue to throw out there Jared Garantano, a guy they're just over at this point, frankly, it's been tougher for Tennessee fans to accept. And I think they feel Jeremy Pruitt sort of sticking with his guy stubbornly against all evidence to the contrary that says he's not the guy that you need to be trying to win games with. So that's where I think he is sort of losing points with fans on top of everything else that comes with five straight losses.
And that's where the problem is with regards to now that he's fighting for his coaching life there as far as being the head coach of the Tennessee Vols, and the same thing applies, you know, to that coaching staff. You're making decisions at times where it doesn't necessarily benefit you for 2021. It benefits you now. And because Harrison Bailey, they see them, Harrison Bailey day in and day out. They understand that Harrison Bailey makes mistakes as a freshman QB. And so to give them the best chance to win now, I totally agree with where he was coming from on Saturday night, because, you know, he can't afford to think about 2021. He can't think about and afford to getting Harrison Bailey all this valuable playing time that will help him next year, because there may not be a next year for Jeremy Pruitt and that staff as far as the Tennessee Vols are concerned.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know how that situation should be interpreted by fans if Tennessee would view it a little bit differently, if you were just sort of taking your lumps with a freshman quarterback learning on the job or not. I think that's sort of where fans are at this point, just because they're so fed up with seeing Jared Garantano out there and seeing kind of more of the same every week and not seeing much upside in that situation. They at least got some freshman receivers in there Saturday night and did some different things on offense and had 464 yards of total offense. You know, that would be seen as progress, I think, if you had a freshman quarterback in there. But with Garantano, it felt like, okay, you're maximizing what you have a little bit more, but it's still not good enough to really keep up with anybody meaningful in the SEC. And so it feels like sort of beating their heads up against the wall offensively and on both sides of the ball, just still not very good. So it is frustrating for fans, and that makes it tough. And I don't know what you do this week if you're Tennessee, because you are sort of fighting for your lives a little bit. You know, I don't know if Jeremy Pruitt looks at it that way yet, but I think there's at least that perception out there. I think you need a win this week at all costs. And because that's the situation, my guess right now, and Jeremy Pruitt obviously isn't saying much yet about it, I think you probably see Jared Garantano start again Saturday, because that's the guy this staff seems to trust. And that's going to be very frustrating to fans, obviously, if that's the answer coming off five straight losses.
I think that will be the answer. Before we let you go, a lot to get to this week, a lot to cover. Let our listeners know again, best way to keep up with all your coverage.
Yeah, tons of stuff to check out this week on GoVols247.com. And actually, keep an eye on the site later this week. We'll have a great sale to offer fans leading up to Cyber Monday next week. So check that out if you're not a member of the site. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Ryan Callahan 247. We'll have you covered throughout the week and all the way through the rest of the season leading up to early signing day next month.
Hey, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a great night. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Thank you. That's Ryan Callahan.